Hi, it's Tap Horner. Thanks for tuning in today to the 4-H Success Podcast, an inspirational program about overcoming the I'm Too Small mindset, redefining success, and growing your lifestyle business legacy without fear. And now, here's your host, my beautiful wife and Christian business mentor, Katie Horner.
Katie, welcome back to another episode. I'm so thankful that you have chosen to spend some time with me today. Before we get started, though, I just wanted to mention my friend Marilyn Higgins over at Whatever Whimsy. She is a creative cookie artist. And if you don't know what that means, you haven't seen her cookies. You know, on Instagram, when you can go and watch like those fast motion things of them decorating cookies, like she is one of the top. And you're going to find cookie inspiration. You're going to be able to order custom cookies. You're going to be able to learn fun and easy cookie decorating techniques. If you're interested in learning to do it yourself, all over at her site, whateverwhimsy.com. Her amazing cookies are decorated using a delicious homemade marshmallow fondant. And if that doesn't just make your mouth water, right? So no piping required, no steady hand. It's totally fun. I want you to head over to whateverwhimsy.com/free today to get a copy of your special recipe, learn from her tutorials, learn how to make amazing cookies, just like Marilyn, whateverwhimsy.com/free. We're so thankful that she's decided to partner with us and sponsor today's episode. All right. So we are still in Nehemiah chapter 2. If you are reading through the scriptures with us in this series about Nehemiah and the lessons we can learn from him to build our business, today I want to draw our attention to Nehemiah chapter number 2 and the fact that God gave Nehemiah a passion and he gave him a vision. But remember, Nehemiah was a cupbearer. He had spent his whole life in captivity. He'd spent pretty much his whole life being trained and prepared to be a cupbearer, trained to be the one who was to take the fall for the king. Essentially, he was the one who was tasting everything before the king did and willing to give his life for him. So there was a relationship there between him and the king, yet he was definitely the subject. He was the one whose life was expendable in the situation. And we're not given any indication that he had any other training outside of tasting food and being there and being happy in front of the king. And so the fact that God gave him this vision and the fact that God gave him this longing for his homeland and this burden for his people is quite incredible. And I believe that's the way that God works in us as business owners too. Sometimes it is the things that we are not qualified for that we have the biggest passion for. And sometimes it's the things that we are not qualified for that he gives us the biggest burden to do. Like Nehemiah, we need to be willing to step into that vision. We heard in the last episode, and if you haven't listened to that, I encourage you to go back and listen to those previous episodes. We heard about being on our face before the Lord. Nehemiah had spent time crying out to God over this burden for his people, this passion that he had. And he was ready when the opportunity arose to make a move. God gave Nehemiah the vision. And when God gives us a vision, we can trust God to make a way for that vision. Not only did the king grant him favor, he also granted him provision. Not only favor, but God allowed the king to also give his blessing rather than his permission and provision. He gave the king an attitude of one that was willing to give permission and blessing and provision. The royal cupbearer asked the king for letters to provide safe passage for him and for letters to those who kept the forest of the king so that the king would give him timber from his own forest, give him what he needed to do the work ahead of him. And the king granted those requests. And then he went above and beyond and gave him his own soldiers to protect him on the journey and during the work. But listen to how Nehemiah explains this in chapter number 2, verse 8. He says, "Because the gracious hand of my God was upon me, the king granted my request." He doesn't say the king was so gracious. He doesn't say because the king was so awesome. He doesn't say because I asked so eloquently. He doesn't say because I'd been such a good servant and deserved this. He doesn't say because my plans were flawless, because I knew what I was doing. He says, because the gracious hand of my God was upon me. God did this. And he points it all back to God. And when we recognize that everything we have comes from the good hand of our God, then all we can do is point that glory and that favor back to him. When we recognize that this business in our hands is his business, that these talents he's given us are his talents, that this knowledge is only ours because he's given us the ability to understand, that this money is his money, that these resources are his resources, these connections are his connections, these people we are called to serve are his people, then it has nothing to do with me and my qualifications, other than that I am a human God chooses to bless. And it has nothing to do with my innate goodness because I have none. It is all because of the gracious hand of my God that the king granted my request. And when you recognize the gracious hand of your God in every circumstance of your life, and when you can point back that glory to him, you, my friend, are going to do great things, whether you are qualified or not, just like Nehemiah. God delights in you, and he delights in the fact that you have these quirky things. He delights in the fact that you're not like everyone else. He delights in the fact that you are different and that you attract different people and that you have a different way of serving. You know, in one of the early days of our ministry here in Campeche, Mexico, someone actually said to us, I know you serve God, you just serve him in a really different way. And at first I was a little offended, but later, as time passed, I realized that that was really quite a compliment because that person recognized that God was working in us in his own way. How cool is it that God delights in you enough that he put this business in your hands? That he put this passion in your heart, that he is giving you what you need to do this for him and for his people. God has the plan. He knows what the journey is. He knows what lies ahead. He's already providing the provision for you and the protection. You're here listening to the sound of my voice right now. God is already providing for you what you need to be able to have the courage to take the next step. The knowledge of him, the confidence in him, because he delights in you and he delights in this gifting that he's given you as a way for you to serve your people. Maybe you're not a Bible teacher. That's okay. God needs business owners who do business ethically and righteously to be able to have conversations with people who need to hear about him who would never talk to a Bible teacher. Maybe you're in a bakery. Maybe you're a mechanic. Maybe you are an artist. Maybe you are a teacher. In every situation that God puts you in, he has a reason that you're there and people who are watching you. I've had some clients even recently say, nobody's watching, kind of like that silent time in the last episode we were talking about, right? Nobody's watching. Nobody's engaging. Why am I doing this anyway? And I said, yes, they are. This is not for nothing. You keep being faithful with what God has called you to do because there are people out there watching and you are making an impact in their lives. But this is a long game, my friends. We're not talking about overnight success story here. It took Nehemiah months to get back to Jerusalem, perhaps. It took them 42 days to build the walls once they started. It took us 11 years in business to become an overnight success story. This has got to be a long game. Recognizing that your God is an eternal God and that time and years do not matter to him, what matters to him is this vision and the passion that he has given you for the work that he's placed in your hands. He knit you together. God himself chose every single element of your DNA, including what you can and cannot do, including all of those quirks, all of those special gifts that you have, all of those limitations that you have, the way that you think, the way that you communicate, all of that was designed by God on purpose before you were even born, so that you would be prepared to do this work through him. It's what he's called you to do. He delights in you. And as you delight in him and in his favor, recognizing that he is your gracious God, who is working in your life and your business, you will give him glory. Because you recognize the truth that I couldn't do any of this without him. He's the one that opens the doors. He's the one that blesses. He's the one that gives blessing from the kings in our lives. He's the one that brings the provision and lines it up before I even know I need it. This is his. This is all part of his story. And with him, I can walk successfully every single day so that, like Nehemiah, it is time for us as believers in the marketplace to stand up and to be bold about the fact that the gracious hand of our God is upon us. One of my clients has the habit of saying, I walk in the favor of God. I walk in the favor of God. And so do you, my friend. You also walk in the favor of God. The gracious hand of your God is upon you in this business, in your life. And he loves you as much as he could possibly love you right now in this very moment. But he wants so much more for you. And that is why you're here. That is why you're listening to this podcast today, so that you can learn more about what he has for you in your business and the impact you're going to be able to make for the kingdom. Because you know how to do business God's way and how to serve his people with the heart of God through this business. So I hope that's encouraging to you, and I hope you will take this to heart. If you have time this week, go back and read through Nehemiah. Read through it again. It's a blessing every single time because it's God's words. I know it will bless your heart because God does that when we read from his word. So take some time out. Read through a couple of chapters. Get some extra encouragement. Begin thinking about how this all pertains to you and the business God has called you to build the people, to build the work, to serve those God has called you to serve those God is calling to work alongside of you in this most amazing work for him. I'm excited to hear more about it. And if you want to leave me a message, head on over to foryoursuccesspodcast.com and let me know, what is this amazing work that God is doing through you? So listen, I've got another free masterclass coming up called Business with God, How to Honor God and Grow Your Business Without Being Cheesy or Annoying in the Marketplace. We'd love to have you join us as we dive into business with God, becoming his CEO, the biblical formulas for business success, and how to have that confidence and clarity and the vision I need to grow my small business. All of this is yours free if you sign up for our next free masterclass over at katiehorner.com/BWG class. We'll see you there.
I want to honor you for taking time to invest in yourself and your business by listening in today. The Forest Success Podcast is brought to you by Katie Horner of HandprintLegacy.com. Wherever you're listening, please leave us a comment or review. For show notes and links to the resources mentioned in today's episode, visit www.warriorsuccesspodcast.com. And remember, your message matters.
You've been so caught up in figuring out how to market your business the quote, right way, you've found yourself overwhelmed and your dream a little muddied. What if a simple mindset reset could help you realign your vision, refine your expectations, and revive that dream for your business? I'm Katie Horner, author of The Flamingo Advantage, and for 2 decades, I've been teaching business owners just like you how to make your business and marketing decisions with faith, with clarity, and with purpose, empowering God's people to live out their best worship through the business. My framework teaches how to realign your mindset and your business practices with God's word so that you no longer operate in fear or lack of criticism, but in confidence and powerful intention. I'd love to invite you to grab a free copy of my book, Just Pay Shipping, at freeflamingobook.com. You, my friend, have an advantage, and your uniqueness helps you live out God's purpose for you in the world. freeflamingobook.com.